producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So I mentioned Cuban Missile Crisis was today's, and I said, you know, it was one of those watershed moments in my life because I remember, I don't remember it being this close to my birthday, but apparently it was. I remember I had a math test next day. And thinking, okay, do I want to spend my last night on Earth studying? And then I thought, well, if I don't, I'll probably wish I had, that it was my last night on Earth. So I studied, and the crisis passed. But that there have been a whole lot of, you know, if you're a kid, you don't sort of pay much attention. It was just everybody sat around the TV, and everybody was scared about it. But I don't think we were aware of how close we really came to a terrible situation. Oh, wow. Did the
man
who saved the world, we did that, what, last week?
Yes.
We did. Mm. Yeah. That story still fascinates me. Didn't it fascinate you?
Yeah, it was really good.
There was one guy, basically, who saved civilization.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, it makes you believe that the universe really puts the right person at the right place at the right time. Because that one, and he wasn't even supposed to be at work that night. For those of you who didn't hear last Friday's It's Broken, Let's Fix It, his name was Petrov, I'm trying to remember, it started with an S. I'll think of it in a minute. But he basically was Petrov's, it wasn't Stanislavski, but it started with an S at any rate. And he was working at the Russian nuclear command post, and his wife was dying of cancer, and he wasn't supposed to be on that night, but his boss got drunk and called in sick, so he had to go in, and his wife pleaded with him not to go, because she was very sick, and it wasn't even his time to work, and he went in, and during the time, you know, everybody gets bored doing that kind of thing, because you're watching, they weren't even computer monitors then, they were CRTs. And cathode ray tubes, and nothing happens, you know, day after day, night after night, year after year, except all of a sudden the computers registered that a nuclear device had been launched from the United States. And so everybody's saying, you have to launch, and because that was 3 months after the Korean jetliner was shot down over Russia, so relationships between the U.S. and Russia were at all time tense, high or low, depending on how you look at it. And headquarters called and said, you know, what's going on? And he said, well, they wouldn't launch just one. And as soon as he put down the phone, four more showed up as being launched. And then he made the decision against huge pressure to not launch until he had visual confirmation. And his point was, now, obviously, we survived. This was in the 80s, and I think 86. And his point, I mean, the thing about the courage it took, he said at the time that both U.S. and Russia had 1,000 times more each than we needed to wipe out the world. And in theory, they were only defensive weapons. They were not supposed to be offensive weapons. But this would, in terms of what the computer was saying, would have been a defensive posture, and he just decided not to do it. And they had the records were classified, and everybody denied it. And then it sort of came out, and he decided that he wanted to meet Kevin Costner. Why Kevin Costner is a little unclear.
Yeah,
and this is a documentary about him. Yeah. Well, you know, people have their own, you know, their own heroes. Maybe Dances with Wolves. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Waterworld could have been worse.
Yeah.
But he came and met Kevin Costner, which it's a really fascinating documentary. It's a fascinating look at a man who's not a very likable man. I mean, I think that was one of the interesting things about him, that he was not this warm, fuzzy guy who was, you know, this staunch, like on a poster. He was just an ordinary guy who rose to the occasion and saved the world, literally, single-handedly. And we never would have heard about it if the the USSR hadn't collapsed, basically, and all their records became public. So, interesting story. At any rate, and this is the day of the Cuban Missile Crisis. In 78, Pope John Paul II was inaugurated as the universal pastor of the Roman Catholic Church. He was the first non-Italian pope since Adrian VI in 1522, who lasted for exactly a year, the first Polish pope, and the youngest pope since Pius XII in 1846. So it was a pretty monumental kind of day. Now, in 1986, on this day, President Reagan signed the Tax Reform Act of 1986. This is the scary part, folks, but he wrote his last name first. The signing, however, remains legal. But what that tells you is that there was a serious deterioration, which people had hinted at in the White House. I mean, we really don't take that into consideration very easily. I mean, it's one of those things that's kind of hushed up. Can you say Woodrow Wilson? As I mentioned to Lee, who called earlier, on this day, Tropical Storm Alpha formed in the Caribbean. It was the record-breaking 22nd named storm of the 2005 Atlantic hurricane season. Now, that's an interesting notion, if you think about it, because there are 26 letters in the alphabet, right? So there are obviously, so that would be five letters that are not used, because it's 22nd, they had to start the alphabet twice. So it should have been 27, right? And it was 22. So there are five letters in the alphabet that aren't used to name hurricanes. But I don't know which five they are. Presumably X, maybe Y, Z. I guess we could find out.
Yeah.
But I know they name them after hurricanes, and they used to only name them females.
Yeah, but for a long time I think it was after only females, and then I think they changed about
10 years ago.
Yeah.
So we have to find out the five letters of the alphabet they didn't use in 2005. We'll do it. I'll check it on a break. And in 2009, Microsoft offered Windows 7 personal computer operating system for sale, and which is sort of interesting because one of the movies I'm going to review for you in the next couple minutes is Steve Jobs. Now, Steve Jobs was not the CEO at Microsoft at the time, and you'll find out why when you go see Steve Jobs, which is actually a very good movie. He unveiled the operating system and launch event in Manhattan. Dun, dun, dun. There's a WikiLeaks story in the news today, which is sort of interesting, because they hacked into the head of, I think, what is the CIA today, Brennan? They published his emails, did you know that, on Wikipedia? And none of the stuff was classified so far, but they have more. So this is the fifth anniversary. Wikipedia on this day in 2010 released a 391,831 Iraq war logs in the biggest leak of secret information in U.S. history. The documents dated from the start of 2004 to January 1st, 2010, and suggest that far more Iraqis had died following the American-led invasion of 2003. Accounts of civilian deaths included deaths unknown or unreported, as many as 15,000 by the count of one independent research group. And that certainly was the beginning of the issue for Wikipedia. Melissa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I can't believe I'm actually on the line. I literally just called 10 seconds ago.
There you go. Well, every once in a while, everything works in your favor, sugar.
Well, I've been listening to you for about 20 years now. I listen to your podcast all the time, and I love you and everything that you say. I'm shocked I'm actually calling today, but I don't even know how much background to give, but basically, my mother passed away 4 weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
And thank you. And 2 days ago, my brother and I found out that we have a half-sister.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You talk about some life-altering events. All right. How old are you, Melissa?
44.
Okay. Half-sister meaning your mother had her before she married your dad, or your dad...
Exactly.
Okay. So she's presumably older than you guys.
Yeah, I'm 44, and my brother's 47, and this lady is 51.
All right, let me put you on hold. Take a deep breath. I'll come back, and we'll figure out what we'll do about this, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Melissa, who lost her mom 4 weeks ago. What did your mom die of, kiddo?
She had a slew of things, but I think finally she had broken her hip several times, and that kind of got her in the rehab, but she ended up having mixed dementia. Mm. She had a host of things going on the last couple of years.
How old was she?
71.
So her sort of telling you anything in the last couple of years of her life that had any reality to it sounds kind of unlikely. Yes?
We didn't. Yeah, I mean, the one who told it, I mean, this woman has gotten in touch with us. So, I mean, my mother never divulged anything about this.
All right, fair enough. Well, all right, so there was what, a death note, an obituary published someplace?
I don't know how much history to give because it's just such an involved story, but...
If I get lost in details, I'll stop you. I guess the question, first of all, is how did your half-sister find out about your mom's death? Presumably that was the trigger. And then how did she get in touch with you?
My brother had been taking care of my mom the last year and a half. I had pretty much been out of the scene. I kind of had to separate myself emotionally just for my own mental well-being because there's just a lot of history there. And when my mom ended up moving with my brother, I would get texts and communications from people that she knew asking where she was. Okay. And I would refer them up to my brother because I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know where she was. I know that sounds horrible, but I had to separate myself from the whole situation. So this woman had originally contacted me last year, and I just kind of thought that she was just one of my mom's kind of odd friends, maybe with some issues going on. And last year she sent me this very cryptic text saying that she knew why my mom was, what did she say? I'm so nervous talking to you.
It's okay.
She said that she knew why my mom was like haunted all these years, and that my mom didn't want to tell me why, but she would be the one to do it. That I need to know. And I kind of thought, this is crazy. That this lady's crazy.
Mm.
And I just deleted it. I didn't pay any attention. Occasionally in the last year, she would just send me some random texts that I just ignored.
Now, how did she get in touch with you? Do you have the same last name as your mom?
My mother apparently gave her my information.
All right, so your mom was... All right, so one of the things about...
That's a long story.
About secrets is that the first people in always know about the second. The second quite often don't know about the first, right? So when you're talking about... So she knew about you. So if your mother, what did you tell me, was 71... So your mother was 19, presumably, when she had. Was your mother married to her?
No.
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 All right. Do you know? So your mother never alluded to having another child. Presumably, she put the child up for adoption. Yes.
Yeah. From what? My mom passed away 4 weeks ago, and then I had received another text from this woman.
Okay.
And that was when it was about 3-4 days later. Begging me to tell her where my mom was, that she needed to know where my mom was, that she never heard from my brother, and she needed to know, please contact her. Okay. And then I told her that my mom had passed away, and I sent her a copy of the obituary, and I told her, you know, what had happened. So that's how she knew that she had passed away.
Okay.
Well, so then she...
But how did
yeah,
she know,
yeah.
And her mother told you how to get in touch with... Her mother told her about you.
All right, so
you then said, okay, mom's gone, and so then what happened?
Well, then apparently she had contacted my brother because she had our numbers and stuff. I mean, she contacted my brother. She had been texting my brother. Lo and behold, my brother ended up talking to her on the phone a couple of days ago, and she said that she didn't know how to tell him this, but that she was his sister. Mm-hmm. And my brother just lost it. I mean, he just... it was just...
When you say lost it, can you be...
My brother and my mom were really, really, really close. And...
So you see, how could she keep something like this for me?
Yeah. Yeah, he's so devastated by her death, and he's already just so in such mourning, and just he's in such pain. And then he hears this, And yeah, he didn't call you. Well, this woman ended up sending him by text all these documents, the adoption paper, the letters that my mom had sent her, pictures that my mom had sent her of all of us. I mean, it's legit. This woman's our half-sister.
Yeah. Well, unless your mother was wildly wealthy, why would she make it up?
I mean, exactly.
Just, no reason to do it.
So,
all right. So, so you're now left with nobody to talk to about this. How old was your half sister given up at birth? Do you know that, or did your mom raise her at all, or do we know anything about it?
From what I gathered from the documents that she had texted, my brother went ahead and sent them to me, was that my mom had her when she was 19.
Mm-hmm.
She was given up for adoption. I think. In a different state than where my mom lived, like in the neighboring state.
Right.
And she was given up for adoption like a few days later, and then the adoption was final a year later. I think maybe there was a waiting period or something.
Yeah, almost always.
And it showed like what her original name was at birth that I guess my mom had given her, and then what her new name was and who her adopted parents were.
Okay.
So
we know this is real.
Yeah.
So what's the issue today? What can I help you with other than, gee, it would have been nice if Mom said something about it.
I have such a slew of emotions about this.
All right, well, walk me through some of them.
Okay. Well, last couple of days I've been doing a lot of research. I mean, I was looking up this woman, all this woman's information and everything, and then I was just looking up just stuff about finding out you have a half-sister, blah, blah, blah. And then I came across a lot of information about people like single mothers in the 50s and 60s and how so many of them, you know, were sent off to have the babies. And then they gave them up. And so often it was like horrible conditions that they were in while they were pregnant and they weren't really cared about. And then the babies were just given to childless.
Let's see if you can narrow in on a question for me about this, and let's see what we can do about it. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank account, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Melissa, who got somewhat of a jolt. Why were you and your mom so estranged?
Well, my mom had a host of demons over the last decades. I mean, she had been an alcoholic. She had... it all really stems from that, and just a very unhealthy relationship for decades. And finally, I just couldn't take it anymore, and I had to just separate myself from the whole situation because it was just so unhealthy. And I just kind of let my brother take the reins at that point because I had done it for. I had taken care of her pretty much for all of my 20s and 30s, and I couldn't do it anymore. I had to just separate.
Okay. So at this moment, knowing that you had a sister that your mother never told you about, what's the issue at this moment for you?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this information, Dr. Joy.
Well, do you have any curiosity about meeting her?
I do have curiosity about her. I wonder about like the whole scenario. I think the worst part for me with this whole thing, finding it out, And I think this is why my brother is really taking this as hardly as he is too. It's just because my mom had had like a really hard life already. And then to think that she went through this when she was 19, it just makes us feel worse for our mom. Just to think that
it just
makes us feel horrible for our mom, and she's gone, and it just, yeah.
All right. So realizing that this was obviously a secret that she decided not to share for whatever reason, and it was probably a combination of shame and, you know, you get to a certain point. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where there was a moment to sort of confess something and you didn't, and you sort of feel like the, you know, the moment has passed, that, you know, that you had your chance. And part of that is undoubtedly self-serving, is that we think, because it feels scary. And certainly, as you point out, at that time in history, the idea of a child out of wedlock was not considered hip or sexy or innovative or anything. It was just considered wrong. So the idea that somehow she should have told you is interesting but not relevant at all, because for whatever reason she decided she couldn't, and so she didn't. So you can't undo that. What seems to me what you have the option of doing at this moment is either meeting this young woman or not meeting her. And I would encourage you to meet her just out of curiosity. You don't have to love her. You don't have to do anything. But out of curiosity, and as you now are experiencing, there are some things that we find out too late to be able to do anything about. And you don't want to add to that, right? So at this moment, what I would do is think about meeting her. And you and your brother don't have to have a uniform plan about this. You're allowed to...
Oh, it would probably just be me meeting her, Dr. Joy, because my brother just wants to forget that this whole thing even happened.
Well, but again, if the issue... There are three issues here. One is your feelings, and I'm leaving your... Well, I guess there are four. One is your feelings. One is you and your brother's feelings. One is your mother's feelings, and one is this woman's feelings. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You and your brother, you're probably going to have to be the leader on this, and he can do whatever he wants, but that's independent of you. So that whatever your brother wants to do or not want to do is really subsumed under what you do. In terms of your mother, if your deal at this moment is, I wish I'd known so she didn't have to handle this burden by herself, there's nothing you can do at this moment to ease your mother's burdens unless you believe in some sort of cosmic sort of rhythm. And if you believe in that, I mean, either there's nothing you can do, or the best you can do is to honor your mother's suffering and her personhood by meeting this woman. You don't have to love her, you don't have to like her, you don't have to accept her, but just out of curiosity, because you literally have nothing to lose. And I guess the fourth issue is this woman who doesn't bear any responsibility for any of this. She didn't choose to be born. She didn't choose to be a secret. She didn't choose to be adopted. So it seemed to me that what you do is meet her with the idea being, let's see what happens. And nothing more than that. You can go in being curious, not furious. But if the issue is guilt of, gee, I wish I could have done more for my mother, this is probably the only way realistically that you can expiate it a bit, of just going to meet this woman and deciding that you're going to make, if you can't make your mother's life any easier, maybe you can make her life a little easier. Just by the acknowledgement of her.
Yeah, I do feel like, I mean, my mom apparently, from the documents that this woman sent us, it looks like my mom had reached out to her in 2005, and they've had a relationship for 10 years. And so this woman was, I think that my mom having a relationship with her really helped her heal, probably.
Well, but that isn't
having
your question.
Her up all the...
That isn't what you asked me about. You asked me about if I'd known, I could have eased my mom's guilt.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, well, the time for that has come and gone, unless, as I said, you believe in some sort of cosmic universe, at which point you can ease her misgivings about it, because presumably part of the reason she didn't tell you might have been her own shame, but also have been unclear about how you guys would have responded to it. So you can find it in your heart to be charitable.
Yeah, I completely understand why she didn't tell us. I mean,
I just went through a number of possibilities, none of which we'll ever know for sure, which is her own shame, her own questioning about how you'd feel about her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's all. That's the best you'll ever have. And she could say, I mean, but think about it. I mean, if you had a secret, do you have children?
No.
Okay. Are you married or single?
Married.
Okay. Let's say that there was something that you shoplifted, or you had a boyfriend, or you had sex, or you kissed a girl, or any of the kinds of things that when you were a younger person might have felt really shameful, for lack of a better term. And there's a part of you that says, as I said, that there's, I think in all of our lives, there's a moment where you can confess because it's reasonable. And after that, the question is going to be, why didn't you tell me earlier? And there's no answer to that. So I think at this moment, your mother's reasoning, and to take it personally, I think is a mistake. This had essentially nothing to do with you, other than she may not have trusted that you would have been okay with it, but it had everything to do with her sense of discomfort about it. And you just have to accept it. Whether you think it's realistic or not, people are entitled to their own feelings. So the only things that you have left to deal with are your feelings and dealing with this woman. And as I said, I would encourage you to get in touch with her just out of curiosity, if nothing else. And as you found out, that waiting, saying, well, maybe I'll wait a while, is an expensive philosophy. Sometimes you're given that extra time, and sometimes you ain't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely absorbed everything that you said, Dr. Joy, and I'm going to listen to the podcast, too, so I can
all right, let me tell you one other quick story, and then I'll go to Rebecca real quick. A bunch of years ago, television woman came up to me afterward and said, put her arms around me, was crying, and said, thank you so much. She called with a similar question, except hers was, she was on your mother's side. She was on your. She gave a child up for adoption when she was about, I think she was 17. And she called me and said, what do I do? The woman had gotten in touch with her. I said, be curious, not furious. Go meet her. You know, you can't be her mother. You gave up that right. But be curious about her. This is somebody that you have a connection to. She has a connection with you. And the two of you can negotiate. You're both grown-ups. And she said she did it. I said, be curious, not furious. View it as an adventure. You'll always wonder otherwise. And she said, I did what you told me to do. I had 3 years with my daughter. She died of breast cancer 6 months ago. And she said, I never would have done it if you hadn't said, just be curious, not furious. So I'm saying to you, be curious, not furious.
Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. If you need me, call me.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Cookie. Rebecca, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. I'm a big fan. I just want to say that.
Well, thank you. How may I help?
Well, I am curious to see. I have a father who loves the silent treatment games. And So we had a misunderstanding here not too long ago. And, well, it's been actually a while ago. And he said he was sorry. I said that I was sorry. It was a misunderstanding. And he refuses to take my apology. And he has not talked with me, refuses to talk with my husband, and refuses to see his grandchildren now for over 2 months.
All right. When I come back, tell me what the disagreement was about and how long ago it happened and what he said and what you said in the meantime. We'll see what we can do. All right. 855-993-7569. Movies will be tomorrow, folks. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally. Go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we're talking with Rebecca, whose dad is really good at the silent treatment. So, Rebecca, how long ago was the disagreement and what was it about?
The disagreement was the Friday before Labor Day this year. And what it was about was we were talking on the phone, and my dad had asked my husband a while ago, I didn't really know much about it at the time, to help him fix a part of his house. My husband does that professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband wasn't able to do it, I guess, all summer, but was finally trying to get something together. So I was like, I was going to see about us kids coming down, the kids and myself coming down with him that weekend if they could support it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, support all of us being there. My husband was trying to get some help. It was a big project on the house. Well, my dad said something to me about, you know, I have to get this done before wintertime. I'm like, yeah. I go, that's why, you know, he's doing what he can do. And he goes, well, he goes, well, you know, I got to get this done, you know. And he goes, I just don't, you know, I can't help and I can't do this. I'm like, okay, it's fine, it's fine. And then he said, you know, something about having no money to help. My dad retired about a year ago, and he has gone through an extraordinary amount of cash since he retired.
What did he spend it on?
He spent it on basically toys. I mean, that's what it amounts to. I mean, things
give me
that
an
can
example.
Be steam engine?
Give me an example.
Oh, like antique machinery, antique vehicles.
Is your dad? Are your dad and your mom together or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So where was the disagreement? You said, "Yeah, I get it," and he said, "I don't have any money," and you said, "You have enough money to buy antique stuff."
Well, I didn't say that, and I was just like, "Where did the money go?" Because I think when you said he had no money, I was just like, it struck me as like, "What?" Because
I got it.
I'm on their account. So when he said no money, I thought he meant no money. And he took it as in, how dare he ask my husband to help when he spent that. And I realized that. Well, what he does as a response to that is, I've been married 10 years, and he goes, you know, in 11 years, I have never asked for help. And
let me stop you.
Yeah.
Your dad is feeling emasculated. He's feeling emasculated because he's not working. He's feeling emasculated because, and he's probably aware of the fact that he's spending money on stupid stuff as well. And if he's not, your mother will tell him. And he's humiliated. And to have to ask his daughter and his son-in-law for help, he may also, so he's scared. He's feeling emasculated. So what I would do with and not to mention the fact that you're questioning, you know, how he spends money. And look, the quick example is I had a guy in therapy with me at one point, and he said, my wife said I was, I don't know, a drunk or something. And he was furious. And I said, if she said you were a womanizer, what would you have done? He said, I would have laughed. And I said, why? He said, because I'm not a womanizer. I said, so why did it upset you when she called you a drunk? So when you sort of more than implied that your dad was being a doofus about money, if he was very careful about money, he just would have said, oh, honey, come on. But the fact that he knows that is why the response. So what do you do at this moment? Stupid and cheerful. Going back to it and apologizing is going to bring up all the other crap again of, I don't have any money, I'm spending money stupidly. You know, everybody's criticizing me about the stuff I do. It's the only stuff that makes me happy. You know, I'm closer to death than I am, you know, closer to the end than I am to the beginning. I've worked my whole life. How come, you know, no. You can't do anything about that. But what you can do is, you know, send him a little postcard saying, Dad, I love you. Did you actually go down and work on the house?
He actually had money, which I was, hired somebody to do it.
Okay. So here's what you're going to do. For Christmas or whatever, give him a gift certificate to paint the house or to, you know, your treat to take, for him to take his grandkids to a ball game or something. You know, there's no way of going back to this one. All right, because it will bring up all those awful feelings again.
Yeah.
And basically, he felt. Pardon?
And I don't want to.
No, you don't, because there's nothing there for either of you. So you're going to be stupid and cheerful and pretend it never happened. And you're just going to. And I know he's going to be reluctant, and he's not going to return false calls, but you're just going to ignore it. And, gee, we'd love to see you. And people get worn down. And especially if you don't go back to it, so that he.
Yeah.
Because if you go back to it, he's going to bring up. It's going to bring up all those feelings, which means he's going to be just as difficult as he was then. Gee, the kid, and don't try to do guilt. Just say, you know, we want the kids. We're just asking about grandpa. How old are your kids?
They are 2.5 and a year at the end of the month.
Too bad. Have the 2.5-year-old draw a picture to send to grandpa. You've got the holidays coming up. And just overwhelm him. Just be disgustingly sweet and stupid and cheerful.
Well, here's my other question here, because my dad and I had, you know, like most Americans out there, you know, hasn't had a great relationship, never been cuddly close.
Well, and we can deal that. We're probably going to run out of time today. We can, if you want to, we can deal with that first thing tomorrow. If, you know, how do I, because what you're really asking is not how do I deal with this issue, but how do I reboot my relationship with my dad?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, let me give you a homework assignment, all right?
Okay.
And then Manny can get on with you and we can call you either, you know, at the beginning of an hour so you don't, you know, we're not rushed. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down three things specifically you'd like from your dad. And don't say things like being nicer, because that doesn't tell me anything. Three behaviors. My guess is that there's also some hidden issues from either childhood or adolescence where, you know, you wanted something from your dad and he took your brother to work rather than you or something, all right? So see if you can focus. I want two aspects. And I want you to give some thought to this because it doesn't do any good if we're really dealing with superficialities and ignoring the underlying issues. So I want two aspects from you. One is, well, three actually. One is what you'd like from him now, what you felt he didn't give you as a kid growing up, and what you're willing to offer him, all right?
Okay.
So we want past, present, essentially future, but also not only what you want from him, but what you're willing to offer him in return. And we'll work through it, because believe it or not, if you're, what are you, probably in your mid-30s?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That's, you know, we all think that by the time we're 21, we've worked out our relationship with our parents, and none of us do. The earliest that happens is late 30s. So you're right on schedule for it. But let's get it done, and we might as well do it in conjunction with this, because it'll be much easier for you to walk into the fray and feel like, you know, because you're going to feel, there's a part of you going to think, well, this isn't fair. I'm putting all this effort in. He's putting nothing in. So it'll be much more helpful and much more effective if we can do the underlying as well. But that's basically what you're going to do for this, for the Labor Day mess, is just pretend it never happened. But what we're going to do going forward is have a better basis for how to deal with him going forward. All right?
Okay.
So I'll put you on with Manny. You can give us your phone number, or we'll give you ours, and we'll start with you tomorrow, bright and early, all right? 855-993-7569. Movies tomorrow, and they don't name hurricanes X, Y, or Z. So there you go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LaSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaSig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.